The Blue Carbuncle. Part 1. I visited my friend Sherlock Holmes 2 days after Christmas. When I arrived, he was sitting on a sofa in front of the fire. Next to the sofa was a wooden chair, and on the back of the chair was a dirty old hat. A magnifying glass and a forceps were on the chair, so the hat was probably part of one of Holmes's investigations. "You're busy," I said. "Am I interrupting you?"
No, not at all,"
he replied, and indicated the hat.
"The problem is very simple, but it is still interesting and maybe even instructive."
I sat down in an armchair and warmed my hands in front of the fire because it was very cold outside. "I imagine," I said, "that this hat is connected with a terrible crime."
"No, no, no crime,"
said Sherlock Holmes, laughing.
"Do you know Peterson, the commissionaire?"
"Yes."
"This hat belongs to him."
"It is his hat?"
"No, no. He found it. He does not know who the hat belongs to. Look at it carefully, and not as a dirty old hat, but as an intellectual problem. It arrived here on Christmas morning, together with a good fat goose. That goose is probably cooking at Peterson's house at this very moment. These are the facts. About 4 o'clock on Christmas morning, Peterson was returning from a party along Tottenham Court Road. In front of him, he saw a tall man carrying a white goose over his shoulder. Then he saw some men attack the tall man. One of the attackers